Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Imagine if 100 more people signed up to our Patreon. What an unbelievable sight that would be.
Are we started?
Yeah.
Oh.
What were you saying there, Brendan, about everyone signing up to our Patreon? Is that, oh yeah, it's recorded on both of those jokes. What were you saying there about more people? We were discussing the fact that we don't mention it at all anymore.
About the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sign up to Kendi Ray podcast on Patreon.
The hope always was that Land Rover would come to you and ask you, did you want the latest?
The fucking, I more have a chance now of getting a company called Bend Over, baby, to come to me, Ray. I'd fucking let the government write me up the arse, Ray, because I'm getting nothing, I'll tell you.
It is good to mention the Patreon. If you do like what we do and you'd like to give us, as Blind Boy Boat Club says, the price of a coffee these days, €5.
It actually is, yeah.
If you want to give us €5, you could just sign up and you can give it like for as many months as you can afford it and then stop.
So it's really nice to do us and give it to us, and we really enjoy that money. We usually spend it on hooras and booze. But it also, you get to watch the video of this.
You do, yeah.
So anytime you see a TikTok and Instagram clip of us, and we get comments underneath the videos all the time of, where can I watch this now? I'll fucking tell you where you can watch it. You can watch it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
That's where you can, with your phone and your wallet.
How many hours a week does it take?
How many hours a week does it take to do this podcast? Yeah. 12. It takes up 12 hours.
About 12.
So it takes up an hour of recording this and 11 hours then of going, geez, I'm a fucking shit podcaster.
But you know the other thing about the video is, actually that's something to say, is the video normally has extra.
Oh, it does have extra,
It is extra. It has the bits. It has all the bits that I tend to cut out.
Yeah, do you want to know the secret there? So, Ray would be quite an anal editor, thank God. Yeah. The early,
and I also like my job.
Yeah, you of editing?
I know, of working for the government. I find sometimes there are bits that I don't mind. I don't want to go out to the public for them, but I don't mind if people are giving me a few pounds, then I don't mind bringing them into the circle of trust.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of those comments you had about the immigrants last week. Oh my God.
It was abuse. It was just pure abuse, wasn't it?
I couldn't get over it.
Yeah. No, I went for them.
Where did you say to put them all again?
He wouldn't allow it.
No, but I was going to say something else about it there as well. Oh, yeah. So that's what happens there is that the early podcast that we had, like, we used to go through them with a fine-tooth Kendi, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Like, literally second by second.
Well, we had to.
And it was exhausting. So before we did video, I would do an edit.
Yeah.
And that edit would cut it from,
oh God,
let's say an hour down to 56 minutes.
Then you send it to me.
And then, but that 4 minutes that I would have cut out wouldn't have been content.
I forgot this.
It would have been like
the gaps.
Or we were so afraid of people not liking us that we used to cut out all little middle bits.
Oh no, but we used to cut out all the ahs and the bits and the burps. I used to burp a lot in this
podcast. You had some terrible reflux problems.
I did, but you know something? In all the 6 or 7 years we've been doing this podcast, we've stopped most of the ahs, the ams. You've cut down on the cursing a fair bit.
Yeah, a good bit,
A fair bit now, which is great. And I've stopped burping.
No, but that, well, what happened there was, not that we're any good at it anymore, or yes, we have got slightly, we've got a little bit more articulate in our vocal range.
No, because you're sick listening to you making the same mistake.
Oh, well, the worst thing that used to happen was 2 edits. Oh, we would do 2 edits, and I would end up going, I hate you, Kennedy, not you. I absolutely hate you.
And I've hated myself for quite some time as a result of this podcast.
And it does mess with your... Yeah. It messes with social interactions.
So do you think the emotional... The emotional
abuse we have on ourselves...
Abuse we have on ourselves...
deems us worthy of Patreon.
Yeah.
And also, you can have an argument to whether it's Patreon or Patreon. It's Patreon, though.
It's Patreon.
It's not, because they're called patrons.
Patrons.
Our
patrons.
They could be the patrons.
No, I see what you mean. Yeah. You're not a patron of the podcast.
No, you're a patron.
You're a patron.
So it's Patreon.
Patreon, you're right.
Anyway, not that that matters. So you can sign up and argue with that in the comments and stuff. Anyway, you get the video of this. And also, when you do sign up, you get sent a Fair Play to Me t-shirt and a Kendi Ray.
Oh, yeah, we're still doing that, aren't we?
Yeah.
So you don't get the mug unless you go for the super VIP tenner.
Extravaganza
tier.
Yeah. And people have been asking us, are we going to sell those stuff? Like, there's not enough of a listenership for us to be like, let's set up a Shopify store.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, so Patreon is the only place to get it.
We've loads of thousands of people looking for it. We just haven't time.
Yeah. It's like
we'll get
comment.
More down in the warehouse.
It's like a comment.
Yeah.
You know the Atlantic Wedding Band? Did you ever hear them?
I never heard of them.
Oh, they're brilliant. Yeah. They have Kendi and Rainbow in the band, and you should book them for your wedding.
Yeah.
Or
you can get the Atlantic Light, which is just Kendi.
Yeah, it's just me. I'll be on. A lot of people go for that option, actually. It's the same price, but they actually just book me.
They're nearly paying out to have us.
No, but we have one of the most fantastic female keyboard players and vocalists, Bethany, right? Mm-hmm. She's unbelievable, isn't she?
Yeah, as we call her.
Bethany.
Bethany.
Yeah, because we haven't time to say her whole name, which actually gets you onto this. I introduced her to the world of TikTok without her knowing about it and put up a video of her singing Love Story by Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And it got like thousands and thousands of views.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because she sounds great, looks great, band looks great. No, honestly, that's the truth. If you put Kendi up
are
there...
Are you sad like, you don't go, get the thousands of views?
No, I don't. But unfortunately, I'm not a wonderfully attractive, brilliant singer, young
it's
woman.
It's such a woman's world,
it? Is a woman's world, yeah. It's a woman's world to live
was
in.
Was that a magazine? Kendi. It was.
Woman's World.
Was it?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Comments going, geez, that's brilliant. Fair play for it, all that. And then one fella, this is the introduction to the world of social media. One fella just said, oh, breathing. You know,
oh, yes.
As if I'm a vocal coach and I'm not sure if she's breathing properly during that song. And I wanted to comment back, but I haven't done it yet. But I will. I want to comment back going, listen, man, we're flat out with the weddings, man. We haven't time really to be breathing there.
That, in fairness, in fairness, that's good crack.
That's good crack, yeah. That's not like passive aggressive.
But you wouldn't get into the habit of always clapping back at the owl.
No, no. Oh, if we have learned anything on the Kendi Rabel podcast.
Don't clap back.
Don't be fighting back with people in the comments.
Because you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we try and invoke them.
You do.
Or evoke or invoke, whatever. Yeah, like, no, I don't.
Well, you naturally do.
No, the person who edits our videos, the Stig.
The Stig.
So the Stig goes... I wonder, is there any section in the podcast there where I can get Kendi to bait the nation?
Yeah.
And Kendi go baiting the nation then. So, and then they go, hey, let's get him to give out about Jay or something or whatever. And then we'd put that up and that'll get loads of comments.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of rage bait stuff, you have to be careful of that too.
Do.
Not for my own personal mental health.
The worst was Leitrim GA when they
the Leitrim GA one was yeah, crippling. Yeah, it was so bad that we said it. I was on holiday in Boston and it was me that said it and you were ringing me.
I was ringing going,
we had to take this. It was only up an hour and we were getting...
I had my bag packed. I was leaving the country.
Yeah.
I was going to join you in
but
Boston.
But the problem with the Leitrim GA one was we talked about GA, so we ended up getting shown to the two Johnny's clientele.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not welcome there.
No business in that.
We have no business, which actually reminds me, the Catfish... Part 3 is out.
Oh, to Johnny's
Cat. I have to say.
Have you listened to it?
I listened to the first 15 minutes on the way down here.
Is it good?
Bad traffic. And
well, I'm glad you were late because I was obviously really late.
I wasn't late at all. I was still here in time, even though there was bad traffic. I was sitting there at 5:00.
And I apologise as well. This will be a shorter podcast this week and it's all my fault.
Yeah, so don't be signed up to Patreon now getting shite short podcasts.
I had to update statistics on a website. Of things paid.
You had spreadsheets going.
And spreadsheets and I had ministers' advisors and it was all touch and go.
Can I tell you something, Ray? Anyway, listen to Johnny's podcast, part 3. It's good.
It's good, isn't it? The first 15 minutes is good.
I was like, you're joking.
They do a great production on that. The first two they did,
no,
I have said. They're really,
production.
Yeah,
same
really
production.
Good.
It's unreal. Yeah. It's really well
they're really,
worked out.
They really
well
bring scripted. You on a little journey.
Anyway, I want to ask you something. Sure. Me and you and Brendan and little Luigi and Laura and Nicola and baby Layla were, while Ali was in bed, talking last night. Is that too much information on a statement? Anyway,
no.
We were talking last night and I was trying to explain, I won't say why, I was trying to explain what does Kendi have to do to get by in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Not feeling sorry for myself, but a little bit like, because we're stressed out of our minds right now, me and Nick. Yeah. I don't mind saying that, like, it's kind of funny. It's a little bit funny, but when
didn't
it's happening.
Didn't look funny last night.
No, when it's happening, it's not funny.
No,
like,
there was a child crying and she just wouldn't stop crying.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
and I was going, what's the story with this? She's really rude.
Yeah, she was
like,
really rude.
There's clearly
yeah.
visitors in the house.
Yeah, and Nick was really rude, but not getting her to stop crying.
Yeah,
I thought that was really
I just,
rude.
Yeah, you're just kidding.
Just not saying to her, stop crying there.
Yeah, just
no. We're like out of our minds, like stressed at the moment because Layla's going last month. She hasn't slept really since Christmas. Like
that's awful.
As in she sleeps. She does sleep, like, but not for very long. She'd be up probably every hour of the night. Yeah. Like,
Jesus.
So you're up, like,
yeah.
And so bad that last night. So Nicola's so stubborn as well, you know. Like she's a very stubborn woman.
She
right?
is.
And she
in a good way.
Yeah, sometimes. so she's like. She's practically stubborn though, because I'm like, will you please just let me go and take the child and go and do, and you, but she's trying to train. She's trying to set the right environment.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't care. The child goes to bed at 9 and we put her in the bed at 9 and that's what happens then for the night. She's in the bed.
Yeah.
Regardless whether she's awake or not.
Or losing the plot.
So trying to set the standards there on that. Like, but so last night when ye all left and Layla was asleep in the toilet.
That's right. You put her in the toilet. I was like, what's it? Because you have quite a big downstairs toilet for the house size, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your downstairs toilet and utility room, like, it's really fancy in a red light, like.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a big toilet. And you had the child in the toilet.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
In the building of the toilet, not in the toilet.
No, we had the we put the basket into the toilet.
In the toilet, yes.
Yeah, okay. We had her in the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Yeah, so because everyone was there and she's a light sleeper, so we had to get her as far away from the noise of us chatting about the live show as possible.
Yes,
so
okay.
We put her in there, and when you all left then,
Layla
was sitting there like, and we were like two zombies on the couch, like, and I just said to Nick,
let's just leave
I pulled the wool over her eyes, like, no, I said to her, I'll wait down. She's going to wake up in a minute.
Yeah.
You just go up to bed.
Yeah.
And once she wakes, I'll bring her up then.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not bringing that child up to that room.
Right.
So.
But please tell me you're going to tell me. I know now that Layla really enjoyed the bathroom.
Yeah.
And slept the whole night through.
She slept like for ages in the bathroom.
And yeah, you slept the whole night through on the couch.
No,
and
I didn't.
Had a lovely night's sleep.
No.
And that's why everything's in such good form today.
I watched a full series of a thing on Netflix called Missing You.
Okay.
It's Harlan Coben.
Oh, you know,
and then I watched Spinal Tap.
Is that any good?
Huh? No, it's his worst one.
I thought that.
Yeah, it's his
we
worst
watched
one.
The first episode and it was awful bad.
No, yeah. It's
GK
his worst
Barry
one.
Just appears in.
But she's not in it, though.
She's not in it, but she just appears as like a memory.
She appears in the show, but she's not in the show.
No.
She's nothing to do with the show whatsoever.
Yeah, it was awful.
Even though it's like the opening scene is her, you're like, oh, this must be about GK Kendi.
It's not. Awful.
Anyway, so I ended up staying away because I didn't want to go to sleep while she was asleep in a bassinet.
Imagine the headline. Child, you know, left
asleep.
Unattended in bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Guards were alerted to a house there where there was a child asleep in a bathroom and a man watching Spinal Tap.
Oh, did you watch Spinal Tap?
I watched like a half an hour of that, yeah.
And what did you think of it?
Like, I've seen Spinal Tap 100 times.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't seen it since I was a child.
It's very good.
So, and it's not on any streaming platforms.
So what did you do? How did you get it?
I got it on a YouTube link.
Okay.
You shouldn't do that, by the way. Don't look up dodgy websites.
Oh, yeah, but YouTube is fine. Like, YouTube is free to
It wasn't on YouTube, though. I found
it
in
right. You found a link.
You know whenever you go onto YouTube and you're like, oh, this says this is Spinal Tap, and then it's like, click here to follow. And then you're like, am I going to get hacked here? I didn't get hacked anyway. I found a shite version of it. Anyway,
speaking of hacking, I have to talk about the AA.
We'll never get out of here.
Yeah.
We will in a sec. Anyway, the whole point is, last night it's gone so bad that I let Nicola sleep until like 4 a.m.
Lovely.
And
you let her sleep.
I woke up then to her. I was asleep in the on the ground in the back kitchen. You call it the utility in the back kitchen.
What do you mean? Why would you go in?
Because I didn't want to move her out of there because she was asleep in peace.
But you wanted to be close to here.
But I had to be close to here if she woke up.
Oh, you're such a good dad.
So I was asleep on the floor. I put down two
cushions.
Couch
I hope
pillows.
So. I was just imagining there on the tile.
So anyway, why do I need money from Patreon?
Yeah,
just to get
right,
through life.
So you were asleep
but
on the kitchen floor.
But that's our life now, though.
Yeah,
that's been our life for a while. So what was I saying?
You were
stressful
sleeping.
Enough now.
She came out. She go.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. Is that's how stressful life is. But why did I lead into all of that?
I don't know.
Any news? No. Or I can't remember what we were talking about before this.
We had a chat about your moaning about life.
Oh yeah, you were saying about how it's hard for Kendi to get on.
Ah,
in the
I was
world.
About to ask you a question.
Oh,
ages ago.
Oh, like the last episode.
Do you think so? You said there that you were doing spreadsheets and getting. You were doing something to the minister.
I was trying to get the attention of the minister's advisor.
You were trying to get the minister's attention, and
yes.
I was saying then, so I was giving out last night going like, why am I gigging every single night of my life and working me tits off?
Yeah.
And trying to get by while there's screaming kids in the house and just trying to get through.
Yeah.
Genuinely, would you recommend that I go down your route instead of the route I'm going down right now?
I've always
wondered this. So
well, you had a blisteringly good career in the civil service for a short while.
I had 3 months. Where they said, if you stay, Kendi, you could fix this country.
You could. That's what they said. They still talk about it in the
one pension at a time
in the Department of Government. People still talk about the time Mark Kendi worked there.
What,
it was just better.
Yeah. What do they call it again? TCAs or something?
TCOs. Temporary clerical officers.
Yeah. They still. Open the pen. There's still a picture of me up a placard outside the pensions office.
Yeah.
Of the time that I TCO'd them.
Yeah. You TCO'd the shit out of them.
Yeah.
But so you're thinking now of going down the road of a steady job?
I'm not doing this. Right. I will never do it.
Right. So what were you wondering then? So
the wonderment is, and I need to be honest.
Yeah.
When you hear me giving out, going, and like me and Nicola are saving right now, really saving, but I don't have a huge amount of confidence that anyone will believe that my job is a job, even though I've been 7.3 years.
You're very self-deprecating.
No, I just find it hard to believe that they go, even though I might hand them 10 years worth of this is what I've done.
Yeah.
They might go, what about next year though?
Yeah.
Is it looking good?
Yeah. What if COVID struck again?
Yeah.
Then you have no
what
money.
About, you know? And so what I mean is when you hear me last night going on a bit of a rant and giving out, do you look at me and go, Kendi, I have no sympathy for you. I'm a civil servant. It's hard.
No, actually. I looked at you last night and went, Ara, little does he know he's a Brian McDermott in the making. That's what I thought.
I love that. that?
Yeah, Brian McDermott is a very successful musician.
Everton.
He just does a lot of things.
Yeah.
He lives in a palace.
He runs Pixel Productions,
by the way. He runs Pixel Productions, which hosts us here.
And hosts us
He bought this whole wing of the...
He bought the ATU.
That's why he renamed it.
But
he lives in a palace in Ballinacaro. And I think it's Ballinacaro.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Do you want to give his postcode? F91.
Yeah, Castle, somewhere out that direction anyway. He lives in a palace. He has 14 children. He's a wonderful wife. He is a shed that he...
It's not a shed.
It's not a shed. It's another house.
It's another house.
It's a house that most people would... And I know people don't want to hear about good
if it was in Dublin, it'd be 800 grand.
It'd be 800 grand.
The shed, I mean.
The man lives in the lap of luxury and he got there from playing tunes like yourself and entertaining crowds. So I look at you and I kind of go, there's another Brian in the making.
Yeah, well, I'm going to begrudge Brian right now.
No.
Sure, that was when they were handing houses out to everyone, when he got that,
No, I think he built that with his own hands.
No, yeah, I know, yeah.
So I think that's why I know that you're... I'm just waiting for you for the penny to drop going, I actually need to dry pan on my own house.
Yeah, but see, they won't let me build my own house now.
Why is that?
Because I have no attachment to the land.
Oh, you have no attachment to the land. Oh, the planning laws.
I won't be able to...
You're probably better off. Just go get a civil service job. Actually, now that you mention it.
But there is a certain amount of that, though, because I sometimes find myself giving out about stuff like that, and I go, but you can't give out, Kendi. You picked the worst possible occupation to
be believed.
I love it. It's my favourite thing ever.
I'm telling you from a tax perspective, me having a small bit of experience, a little bit, a musician is not the worst. It's very simple.
For
musicians out there who don't know, it's very simple. Once you have 2 years' worth of accounts with an accountant, very simple.
Yeah.
So you just go into an accountant going, this is what I do. The accountant makes sense of it, puts it all in the revenue system, and he signs off on the accounts. Mm-hmm. Once you have that little piece of paper, accountant signs off on the account, and you have the statement from revenue, all you need is 2 years of that.
Oh, yeah.
And the bank look at you go, cool, no bother.
I don't think they do.
There's no other arguments on it. And people can come back and say it to me, there can be complications here and there. And like, you could have a wife that's into stuff, you know? And
like shopping or like
like shopping or betting or like that or
that's the other thing.
Might have their own website and stuff, and there might be millions coming.
But that's good. That's even better again.
Yeah, but they don't like that.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Do they not talk about that? No, I do not like that.
My point is, in general, if you have your 2 years worth of accounts and they're all looking fairly healthy, most banks won't bat an eyelid at you.
They won't turn you back.
They might run you a little bit harder than your average civil servant, but you'll get there like no bother.
Yeah, and that's not me begrudging civil service, by the way. I genuinely mean this. I think it's hard to do what you're doing.
Thanks. Yeah,
I don't want to do it.
No.
So you would love to do what I do, wouldn't you?
I'd get sick of it.
No, would you get sick?
Oh, I would. That's why I do have a balance.
Yeah,
I do a bit of civil servanting. And then I do a bit of music.
Well, I do a little bit of video work and then a little bit of music.
You need a mix.
But what I mean is...
Some people call it three jobs.
I think my job is far easier than your job. I genuinely do. Because I
it's not.
I don't know. Me heading out for a couple of hours at night.
I seen a fella going out. I know this is an odd tangent.
Yeah.
We were driving out the road to Clooney. Sometimes we go out to the roundabout just to come round to ourselves. you know? Sometimes myself and Laura said, look, the best thing we can do now is go out to the roundabout and just come round to ourselves and everything will be okay. So we were going out one of the days to come round to ourselves, and I spotted, this is like early in the morning, it's 8 o'clock, and I seen a lad in a high-vis jacket with a Hi-Mac or a JCB or something, and he was digging a trench for a pipe. And it was last week when the real cold weather was there. And I seen him, and it was still dark.
Yeah.
Everything was still covered in snow and frost. And there he was, fighting with
miserable.
A pipe.
Yeah.
And I went, no, I'm pretty happy with my career.
Right. I do that
and
as well.
And you're also pretty happy with your career.
Yeah, so I was with the bad frost last week or whatever. The housing estate that's getting built across the road from us. I just see the boys there 7:30 on the site.
Oh, stop. No, I couldn't do it. Fair good friend Cabbage, he'd just be out doing that sort of stuff.
And Cabbage, I wouldn't mind, is apparently the worst block layer in the country.
It was funny, we were doing the soccer last week.
He's a laughing block.
He came in and he came into the group and he said, yeah, no bother, I'll see you there. And I was looking at him going, yeah, of course you'll see us there because you're made of steel.
Yeah,
and
he's out all day.
I'm a poor little delicate man that works in an office.
Yeah, yeah. So he's out
most of the week at home.
All day laid brick.
Anyway, my point is, no, you're fine.
You think it'll be all right?
You'll be grand.
So we're trying, the big thing is getting the deposit down, but I don't want to be negative, but you do find yourself going, geez, I hope I'm not making a... Do you know what it is? It's that anxiety thing I have again. You know, it's the imposter thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I'll do a video and people will probably argue they are shite. But anyway.
They are.
When
I'm not great at the video. We've all said it.
Every time I send a video out to a client, I get this feeling of they're going to go, are you serious? You think that's a video? That is, I'm going to put this up and tell everyone you're the worst videographer in the world. So I get this feeling that I'm going to eventually go into a bank and meet them and they're going to go,
they're laughing.
Are you mental?
Now, do you know something?
Not in a million years,
I'd really love if we could actually set that up.
So where something
that if I knew in advance the bank you were going into, like the time my father got the guards to pull me in Knock Airport for smuggling drugs.
What?
That's, well, I told this story before.
Did you?
Oh yeah, well, we came in from Manchester one day on a flight and my father met a guard that he knew from school and the guard suggested, wouldn't it be crack if I pull him into a room and search his bag?
This is why Knock Airport's brilliant.
So the guard pulled me out of the line as you're coming to passport control. Excuse me, sir, can you come with me? Into a small little room, sat me down at the table to pack this bag yourself. And I'm freaking out.
He did an internal search.
I did, and then he put the glove on and everything. finger the arse in me.
Yeah, great crack.
And
great
then my father came in. Ho!
That's unreal.
Anyway, no, but I'd love to set that up in a bank that you go in and they would laugh at you.
Oh,
and
you then, I don't think you need to set it up.
But then I'd come in and I go, now, was that so hard? And you go, actually, it wasn't. I just was tick with him for laughing at me. Exactly. It's not as bad as you think
it is. I would be terrified. Do you know what I say to Nicola all the time? Jeez, you picked a bad one, Nick. You could have picked a fella who had...
Stop self-deprecating.
No, I know. I'm not self-deprecating. I'm a great fella. Nicola landed on her bastard feet with me.
She did.
The size of us.
Yeah.
My face. All of that.
Everything. Like.
Everything.
Yeah.
Great father, probably, sometimes.
No, you were lying asleep in a kitchen floor.
She could have picked a fella with money, though.
She could have, but look, there's not a lot of them lads around.
There isn't anymore, really,
is
there?
No, they're dying breed, the lads of money.
Is that rain?
Yeah. What?
Oh, it's a light going mad in the background. Never mind. I don't want to draw attention to that. Anyway, that's not... I sound like a prick saying all that there. I'm just... I was genuinely intrigued for someone like you to be looking going, but your Mark, you know you could just be a civil servant. Or what I could do is stop working altogether and put the hand out.
You could put the hand out. Now, that takes dedication as well.
That's probably harder
it's
work.
It's like a vicious circle of forms for a year or two. But once you get in... Oh,
that's
geez,
it done.
It's great. It's great stuff.
Council anyway. House, here we go. Council House Kendi, they call me. They call him Council House Kendi.
That's what they call
him. Look at him there.
Yeah.
Not around Council House. I know I'm making a joke there, but families need them. 100% they need them. Like.
Yeah.
And I'll be joining you soon. any other crack? Why are you holding this piece of paper in your hand, Raymond?
So this
Why is it yellow?
Why is it yellow? It's because...
Is it actually out?
It is the Sligo champion.
Priest Lashes Media.
From the 6th of March, 1992.
Wow.
And I found it in our house that we got... And it was wrapped around
something. You're joking.
So it was 6th of March.
There was Scammon Hurls.
No, the Sligo champion.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, and first.
It said something about Roscommon, though, on the front of it.
Does it say first?
Roscommon priest on abortion or something, it says.
Well, no, first of all, there's concern over staff levels at the hospital.
Are you sure that's last week's paper?
The Irish Nurses Organisation has threatened to take industrial action over what has been described as dangerously low staffing levels region's largest geriatric hospital. 1992.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There were shortages even back in 1992. And do you know what would be the definition of insanity, Ray?
What?
If that's been the case since 1992, imagine if you kept voting in the same people.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was the case.
But it's funny, then, the work on the hospice to begin with in 6 months, they're currently working on
the
hospice.
They're building it now! That was 1992!
No, but they're redoing.
Nah, of course,
Something about abortion. Priest lashes media for anti-Catholic bias. In the most outspoken comment yet by a local priest in the current abortion debate, Reverend Father Liam Devine, parish priest, St. Joseph's Parish, Sligo, has accused sections of the national media of pro-abortion propaganda and of expressing the blatant, undisguised anti-Catholic bias.
Imagine. The thing is, we're not really having that argument anymore.
No, because we solved it.
We kind of said some. I mean, we like the kind of moral high ground in certain areas and the ethics and stuff, but you're not going to be running that anymore now. Head over there. I always say this: we took the country back after British and handed it to the church. That's what we did.
Oh, did you see the guy that writes the journalist and stuff? There was a
Jeez, you're brilliant at this podcast.
I'm butter with the old work. I'm the words. there was a lad, some journalist lad, perfectly summed up the English monarchy and how we feel about them. Did you see this?
No.
He basically said, it's like having a neighbour that's obsessed has an unhealthy obsession with clowns. They have little clown figurines in their windows and they daub murals of clowns on their walls.
Yeah.
And they're obsessed with all stories about clowns' lives. And in the same vein, your grandfather happened to be killed by a clown.
How does that make sense?
In the monarchy in England. And like that's the way the Irish feel about the monarchy in England.
So we're obsessed with them.
No, they're obsessed with the monarchy.
Yeah.
And in our case, we feel like our grandfather was killed by a clown. Oh, so we can't understand yes. their obsession.
Yeah, that's
given
it.
What their Sorry. Granddad...
I know what you're yeah, saying. Yeah. I know exactly. And it's actually true. That's exactly
it. It is very
it,
good,
yeah.
isn't it?
Anyone who's now that. Outside of it can't understand why they...
Yeah, why are you so into clowns?
But like, we love Miggledy.
Well, he's know? Not a clown.
No, but what I mean is like, they look
oh,
at the monarchy...
Oh, as our head
that,
of state.
Yeah, that's yes. kind of what yeah, they do, you know, to a certain extent. But... the monarchy has taken on a whole other dimension because, like, they've now been, like, brought into entertainment. And
oh, yeah, it's very kind of...
they're very
yeah.
dramatized then yeah. with certain TV shows
you
and all that
kind of
stuff.
The next season of The Crown.
Yeah. And
apparently
I mean...
she dies in this one.
You're joking, right? Don't tell me. But also, you know, the staggering amount of inbreeding that yeah. has gone on throughout the years. And Look, also the British monarchy, and they're all German.
In this country,
everyone of them are German.
In this country, we can't talk about that, though.
Well, yeah, well, yeah.
Can I,
more
can
families
I,
we can't talk about.
Can
that.
I read you some of the advertisements?
Oh, please. Yeah, 1992.
1992. First of all, the new road opened. The very same Colony roundabout that I went around.
No, no, that was just the road.
The road opened.
Sligo's road opened.
No, the Colony bypass opened.
No, I was trying to make out that it was the first road ever in Sligo. Sorry. But you don't make any jokes, Kendi, on this. Ray's reading the paper. Sorry about that, like.
What? How much do you think the road cost, the Colony bypass? To get around Colony, how much do you think it cost back then?
It was the best money ever spent anyway. I'll tell
oh,
you
it was, yeah. No, yeah, definitely.
A million.
2 million.
What would that cost now? Off. What would that cost now?
Oh,
500
like,
million.
Oh, it'd be 500 million at the
yeah,
least.
Easy.
Yeah.
2 million to build the Colony bypass. Yeah. 2 million. You wouldn't get a house for that now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Toher's the chemist. Claire All introduced Lock and Roll. 24 heated flexible stylers. Quick and easy to use for natural curls and waves. Special offers. Curling brush, £6.95. Curling tongs, £9.95. Hair crimper, £14.99.
Jesus. No, tell you what, there were good deals in Tours back then.
Let's see, now is there anything else here? Boys and girls confirmation wearing Moffats. They're still going.
All of these places are still going.
There's an Adidas promotion at Shoes and Sports at H Lyons. Free gifts at all Adidas purchases. It was so...
Do you know what? That was when the high street was king, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was so simple. Kiss wasn't your painter it? Goodbye, Buckley's Paints.
Colour your life up with Buckley's pay. Oh, jeez, the obituaries.
Then straight in, then obituaries.
Ah, be careful now. Don't read. No. There could be people belonging to belonging
yeah,
people.
Yeah, no, we won't that do might. That. And so, the Northwest Lions Rose of Tralee contest was on.
Who won that?
Jesus,
girls?
Women looked different back in 92.
Show me them.
Oh, my gosh.
Show me the women in 1992. Do you know what's funny about a lot of those haircuts? That's haircuts nearly fellas have now. Women's haircuts in 1992 weren't far off what fellas have. She has a fucking mullet.
She does.
She's a mullet like.
She does now.
Look at that Boy George. That woman there is Boy George.
It does look very like Boy George. That's kind of it now. The films that were in the cinema at the time.
Smell of that paper.
Yeah.
Oh, what was out in the Gaiety?
The Gaiety, the JFK, My Girl, Let Him Have It, and Cinema Paradiso. No.
Jesus. Brendan said when it was JFK yeah. shot. That's brilliant. What's on the back? What's that? Public notions.
Public,
is that says?
Public, no, yeah, public notices. Things like bank link users.
I thought that was a whole section on like Timmy's going off to America. Notions.
Yeah.
Your man's emigrating. Yeah. Your man reckons he's going to get a job in Westmeath. The notions on him.
No, there's none of that. It's things like bank link users. The management of staff of AB Sligo regret the inconvenience caused to customers due to the malfunction of its bank link machine at Stephen Street. We continue to make every effort to provide you with a quality service. We'll be opening a new outlet with bank link facilities in O'Connell Street, Sligo later in the spring.
The problem was in 1992, the bank link services weren't automated. So you'd put in the card. And it was just that there was a fella off that day. He's just a fella hands it out. That was the bank link was a fella. Do you know? Mad too, isn't it? 1992.
I enjoyed that. I just
that's the year after I was born. I was born in 1991.
And that's what was be happening.
And you were born in
1983.
Three.
Scary. Shit. Okay, so we got through the paper. I'm going to give you the few little bits I wanted to talk to you about.
Go on.
I've turned into an older person.
Good.
I've gone pure into customer service and things in shops bothering me. First of all, I got an old box of Revive Active, which was dodgy. I've emailed the customer service. They said they're sending a DPD courier to collect the remaining sachets of my vitamins. They're going to take it back, analyse, and they're sending me out a replacement. Oh. I've never done this before in my life.
Hang on now. Bring back the days where they just said, all right, we'll send you out a lifetime supply or a year.
No,
supply.
Now I have to send back and prove
you have
it.
To send back.
Yeah.
I made a customer complaint. So I'll get on to it in a minute.
No,
but I want
to send them back because I want them to taste the shite that they sold.
I'm gone that way now as well. Yeah. Right?
It's just a bad batch now, mind you. Duns. Serious problem in Dunn's the last night. Right. You know when people...
We're going to get a JCB.
No. Gun stores, imagine, picture this. You're standing there, you've got your little basket of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lady in front of you with a mini, the half-size trolley, but she's a capable-looking lady. She's wearing a tracksuit bottom. She just looks like she wants to get in and out fast.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lady at the checkout, and she's more of a hippy-dippy-looking lady, and her stuff has been scanned through. And all of a sudden, she takes a notion, I forgot something.
Only duns that happens. They wouldn't let you away with that in Aldi or Lidl.
No.
If you say to them, I forgot, so they say tough titties, like no,
but
we talked about.
But I have a way of applying tough titties in this situation. Not right? So,
spark them out.
This lady anyway, fecked off. Myself and the lady in the tracks at bottom were stood there for a good, I'd say, the guts of 20 minutes. It probably wasn't, but it felt like 20
about 40
minutes.
Seconds.
About 40 seconds. Stood there and you just feel disrespected. You're going... You shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Yeah.
But eventually she came back with 7 or 8 items, which your one had to scan in out of her hands, because otherwise, all the other lady's stuff was up to the edge and next customer, please. And then she took time paying and took time packing her linen bag, and it was just a pain in the arse. But I figured out a way that Dunn's can implement a change that will stop people doing this.
Yeah.
It's a bit like online shopping. You know when you have stuff in your cart, right? And then you forget you need to get something else. You navigate back into the shopping area on the website.
Yeah.
And then you add that item to your cart. And you know when you go in and you go unexpected, then you get unexpected error.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you've lost the whole thing.
Yeah.
I want to apply that in Dunn's.
Where's the whole...
So what happens is the lady leaves and the lady at the cash desk presses a button and the yoke just opens like a little trap door.
And all the shit...
All the shit that has been scanned through
falls
into a bin underneath to be sorted out later. And the whole thing, the transaction is cancelled.
Yeah.
And the next lady is then processed through with the tracks at bottom.
Yeah.
And when the lady comes running back going, where's all my groceries? Unexpected error.
Tough titties. Yeah,
tough titties. You have to go back now and go around the shop again and pick up all the bits again. But in some cases, the bits that you wanted are gone.
Yeah,
that was the last one.
Yeah, that was the last one, and that's why it was on sale.
Now, I talked this through with Cottle Maher last night, and he did say that perhaps this might not be good for Dunn's.
No.
So I think it might have to be brought in across the board. Every shop has to do it.
No, Aldi and Lidl are the only ones that'll do it. So, I have this moral conundrum with the two of them. So I love Dunn's because the people.
Yeah.
I really like shopping in Dunn's because you go up to the counter and they go, look at your daughter. Oh, Lord above, isn't she lovely?
Yes, yes.
And you chat, right? You go into Aldi and when you pull up to the shopping thing in Aldi, they're nearly like, you're fucking better. I hope you stretched because I'm about to fire all these stuff out at you without looking at you.
They changed the design. So in Aldi or Lidl...
Yeah, there's no landing zone.
It's like one of them travelators in the airport.
Yeah, and then there's no landing zone after.
And then there's about 3 centimetres then after.
Yeah.
So one item is all you can put there, maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas in Dunn's, real short conveyor belt.
Yeah.
You can take your time. You can chat to Eileen who goes, have you vouchers? I have one underneath. Don't be worrying. I get you a voucher now.
It's true. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's my favourite thing
the
about
black
Dunn's.
The economy of vouchers.
It's what I love about Dunn's, honestly. And well, it's what I
problem?
Hate about
where's
Aldi.
Where's your gripe?
The conundrum is then, when I see what you went through.
Oh, it's tough.
Which happens every time. Mm. I'm three people back in Dunn's going, I am going to lose the head.
The rage that comes over
up,
you.
If they don't hurry up.
Yeah.
And then I go, no, but Mark, this is what you like about the place. There's a personality to Dunn's.
Mm, that's a good
point. Don't
want
to end back in Lidl and Aldi where no one looks at you. They're all just trying to tick boxes.
Yeah.
And that's I fight myself every time.
I hope
I'm
we never
Dunn's.
Get sponsored by Aldi or Lidl.
Dunn's is still like old Dunn's. Like, they haven't changed in that
they
way.
They haven't. And people still feel it's okay to go and do the rest of their shopping while everybody else waits for them.
Yeah,
to
but the thing with Dunn's is they know they can't really compete price wise with the big German superstores. So they've gone, we're not going to try. We're going to be the nice place.
They are the nice place. And their 4 paltry self service checkouts never work. So they're pushing people into dealing with the personal detail.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good.
Yeah.
Because the people at the till are fantastic.
They are.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's just the people then going up to them. I'll sit and chat to them for 10 minutes because I'm at the conveyor belt. I don't mind. But you in front of me, you better be quick.
Can I throw one more customer thing at you?
Sorry.
You know the recycling centre here in Sligo? Sorry, it's very much a customer service thing here now. Have you ever brought things to the recycling centre?
I do it all the time.
Okay. I went.
Are you on about down the docks?
Down with the docks. Yeah, I went down the last day. What happens in the recycling centre here in Sligo? Like most recycling centres, you pull up.
It's called
guess
the price.
You pull up, and I said, "Yeah." So your man says to me, comes out in his green high-vis jacket, with a card machine in his hand, and you roll down the window, and you go, "What have you got?" And I'm in a van, so I go,
"I love it.
I have a bag of curtains, right? A one black plastic sack of curtains,
yeah,
right? And I have two cardboard boxes. Yeah. And he looks at me dead in the eye and goes, €10 will do you.
Yeah, I love
that. And I look at him going, how is a bag of curtains €10? Recycling is free.
No, but I... No, it's
they
not.
They guess the price. They just make it up.
No, I love the guessing the price, though, because for the most part, you have to know how to tell them.
Okay.
So you land up there with the car and you have to be able... He goes, what have you? You have to be able to go, I have a load of recycling for the... For that one over there.
I have a load of electrical goods.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they won't charge
but
for them.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. You have to go, oh, loads and loads of stuff for over there.
I have 16 microwaves.
That joke there that cost me €4. And then you go, and then there's a few bits of wood. It's a bed. It's a full bed. Like. I love the way he just goes, all right, give me four.
Yeah.
That's what the country's supposed to be built on, Ray. It's supposed to be built on haggling and pull. Do you know what I mean? Well, that's why Lidl and Aldi, they're too straightforward.
He has such a nice job, though. He literally comes out and he doesn't think about it. He just goes, 12?
Four. Yeah, that's what I love.
Nine.
It's a guessing game.
Yeah.
It's an absolute, I love
and
that
just
about
it. And you beat the phone and that's it then. I felt robbed with the curtains and the cardboard box.
No, but I love even the fact that I go, I have this piece of metal that it's been found in the attic from 1980. And he just goes, I go, where'll I put it? He goes, like that one? That could be the recycling one. That could be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is like, you know, haphazard.
No, but they have actually tied that place up massive now, haven't they? Do you remember the way it used to be with the big sheds and everything?
I think the shed burnt down, didn't it?
Oh, it did too, yeah. Probably from just throwing everything. Probably from him going, I guess that one. I have all these aerosol cans. I have all these aerosol cans and fireworks and loads of... what's
kindling.
You burn? Yeah, kindling.
Kindling.
I suppose that one. No. Just throw them in.
Put it in the shed.
Throw it into the one there beside the petrol cans.
Anyway, sponsored by Lidl, Aldi and the Sligo Recycling
Centre. And Waste. Yeah, whatever the hell they are. Oh, no, it's not Barda. Green Star, yeah.
I have two shout-outs.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've shouted.
Brendan, we were worried about the space that's left. What's its... Ah, sorry, I knew it wasn't going to go.
God.
Yeah, we've been talking for a long time. So,
okay,
yeah,
that's not so bad.
No, not so bad. We have a few
did
minutes.
Do you have a customer service gripe that you want? No, you
I did a little bit, but... Yeah. So this is... Me and Nicola decided to grow a backbone last week.
Grow a backbone?
We said we're not letting the world walk all over us anymore.
Oh, yeah.
This is where it stops
that's
today.
That's nice.
We've named a big load of places there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name another one, and I do not want you to guess.
Okay.
Do not... Guess.
Thank you for the instructions.
Okay. We, for Christmas, a member of my family got us a voucher for...
GameStop.
It would have been years ago.
Sorry, know. Okay, stop. I'll
we
stop,
got
stop,
a yeah. for another shopping establishment.
Okay.
And I said to Nicola, we have this voucher, let's do our shopping here this week.
Lovely.
We never do, but let's do it because we have the voucher.
Is it groceries we're talking about?
Yeah.
Great.
And I've only named a few anyway, but anyway.
Yep.
I would like, let's just do it, like, you know, we never shop.
So someone got you a voucher for a shopping place.
Yeah.
That's a very functional present.
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we've already built up a lot of Dunnes Stores tokens and Aldi Plus cards and stuff, and we decided to put them aside for a week.
Yeah, we're going to go somewhere different.
We're going to go somewhere different and we're going to do it.
Okay.
So we did it.
Yeah.
And up to the till.
I'd love to know who it is. But go on. No,
sure, there's only a few more
there's
left.
There's only a few more left.
So up to the till.
Yes.
And I said... She said, oh yeah, that's £116 or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, I have a €50 voucher here to knock off that.
How many voucher?
A €50 voucher.
€50 voucher.
I was like, lovely,
big
I knocked that off to £116. She said, yeah. She didn't say a huge amount, to be honest, but I won't get into that.
Yeah.
Put it through and then she was like, go on, tap there. And I tapped.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not tapping 116.
Yeah.
And I said, I just tapped 116. I said, did that work?
Yeah.
And she went, it didn't. No. It didn't, no. And she just said, just use it again. And I was like... And me and Nicola walked out, like, and I was bullying, like...
You're raging.
I was like, I didn't want to use it again. I wanted to use it there, like...
Yeah, you didn't have 116 euro.
Like, because we don't shop there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was so ripping that Nicola grew a backbone over us and emails the
Nicola.
Establishment.
Yeah. Why couldn't you email? Vitamins and minerals places.
No, but I was bullying.
Okay.
Outside the door.
Right.
Once we were outside the door. Yeah.
In the privacy of your own company.
But it was when Nicola reminded me of what happened.
Yeah. Because Nicola, write them an email.
No, yeah, no, but it was when Nicola reminded me of what happened that I was like, that was, like...
He did kick me up the arse.
He did kick me up the arse.
Yeah.
Nicola was like, you know that woman was quite rude, like, as well. Mm. As in, she didn't talk to us when we pulled up.
Yeah.
But we're used to the Dunnes experience.
Did you go to a drive-through shop?
Oh, your girls are lovely. You know, which you can't get too used to.
You go to a drive-through shop and you pulled up.
No, we pulled up with the chapel trolley.
Yeah.
So... Like that'll work. And then just let you go, no, that didn't work. Sorry. Like, there you go. You're like, but I wanted it to work. That's why I gave it to you. Like, I wanted to use it. Like,
so what did Nicola say?
So Nicola wrote a strongly worded email to the overall conglomerate.
Right.
Who immediately got back 5 minutes later.
Good.
Girl
is sacked.
With the local establishment.
Oh.
Straight away.
The whole shop has been closed.
Saying, we looked at all the CCTV.
We burnt it to the ground.
Your wad is gone.
Your wad is gone. Or it could go the other way. That did not happen the way you said it. She actually shifted you.
Yeah.
While scanning
you. She was at this to you the whole time.
Yeah.
No, they said, we looked at all the CCTV footage.
They actually looked at the CCTV?
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, we're really sorry that she was rude. She didn't know she was being rude. Also, it was a huge mistake on her part, panicked when it went through and didn't go through. And once you tap, there's nothing you can do after that.
Oh, yeah.
Please come back in. We'll refund 50 euro. We'll give you another voucher.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We never want this to happen again. Please call out.
Did you go back?
No, because then what happened then is you go, oh, I lost the head of that fucking woman in an email.
No, but the worst thing is, though, when you go back out to the shop, all the staff will be looking at you like they're the pricks.
That's the pricks.
That did that to poor Denise.
Yeah. And now wouldn't mind, but Denise is only, she was going to holidays in 2 days.
She's only 18.
She cancelled for Majora.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
She's cancelled.
Because she got a, what's the word you get from the management?
A dressing down.
She got a dressing down
from the management, and she unpacked the bag, and she got a lovely one piece from Betty's, and she won't wear it now because of them two bricks and their ugly daughters. They're two ugly daughters.
Do you want me and Laura to go out and spend the money for you?
Will you? No, but will you go out and do it, don't
pretend? Or do the shopping? No, well, we can do our shopping.
I nearly would, you know. Because the thing is, me and Nicola are now so embarrassed that we're not going to go out.
No, you have to. This is where you have to grow the rest of the backbone.
I know, I really wish I could. I really wish I could.
You can't just, you have to do, yeah.
So the problem about this establishment as well is not to give out.
Wear disguise.
I'm definitely going to give away for Sligo people what it is, but it's a small town establishment.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel like going into one of the, if this was Aldi or Lidl, I'm sorry now, I would go in and say, No, make that work. Like.
Yeah, because it's a German conglomerate.
Yeah. But this one, and because it's a local branch of this.
They're from the town.
I was a bit, and it's in a small town outside Sligo. I was a bit like, oh, going back in there. Like,
I think
oh,
I have
it. But of course you do. But anyway, it was, we were bullying that time.
But they've treated you lovely though.
No, they have treated me lovely since.
They've fixed
really
it.
Good. Yeah. They were like, Mark and Nicola, please come out.
Yeah.
No, but even they were like, she didn't mean to be rude. I promise you, she's not like that.
Yeah.
She panicked when it went through.
Tough day.
Yeah, and she cancelled Fortaventura, for God's sake.
She cancelled. Yeah, in fairness, she didn't go on holidays.
And the manager said, I saw the lovely clothes she'd bought for it and everything.
Yeah, it's all a waste. She burnt those clothes.
Burnt the clothes. Yeah. She's after moving. Moldova.
She moved out of Sligo.
Moldova.
It's a shame.
So when you come out, she's not even going to be there, which makes you feel even better.
No, and we also sacked all the other staff in case they be looking at you. Yeah. We literally cleared out the shop. It's a whole new team.
But
they really want to see you.
It was afterwards when Nicola said, like, Nicola said,
was it a really strongly worded email?
No, it was.
Nicola go.
Yeah, no, Nicola was like, no, like Nicola called her rude. Nicola called her rude. And I was like, Nick, I don't know if we should call her rude. Nicola was like, no, she was rude. But when Nicola says rude, I think it's just that when you pull up to an establishment that like that, when you go, hiya, you're expecting someone to go, how are you?
Yeah, true.
And there was none of that. And that's when you're like, I better just get the food through and gone out of here, you know? Yeah. And like Ali was messing with chocolate bars. And this is real pretentious shit now I'm about to say. Ali was messing with chocolate bars, and usually what happens when you have a 2-year-old blonde daughter,
they didn't compliment your daughter.
Oh no, look, would you stop now with the chocolate
bars?
That's
why you were raging.
No, that's why it was rude.
You were actually raging because they didn't compliment her. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
If that was Dunstores, if that was Dunstores in Cranmore, they would have said, look at that old giddy goose eating a lighting bar. Do you know? Right. Anyway, we haven't gone out, Jess, and we're terrified to go out. And also because I have a little bit of notoriety around Sligo, there's nothing worse than me going
out
now.
Well
like,
known now.
Yeah, I'm too well known to go out.
Too well known to go out.
So will you go out for me? Will you go out for me, Brendan?
Yeah.
You would like. Brendan, you're...
I'll do...
we're going out. We're live reporting here now. Massive
talking
news
breaking. To Denise.
We're talking to Denise here now.
Yeah. Outside. It's funny.
Her side of the story.
Last week, actually, we'll get her on next week.
Let's get her on and
see. Joe, if Denise, if you're out there, that's not your real name, obviously.
Call me rude, girl, fucking shut up.
What?
That's the song, Rude Boy. Oh, don't even worry about it. You can't tell a joke on this podcast anymore.
I'll do
a
shout out. I'll do a shout out or two.
Go on, yeah.
That was basically last week's podcast was buying bathrooms. This week's podcast, consumer gripes.
Listen, we hit you where we need to be hit.
Oh, this is good stuff now. This is why you need to sign up for Patreon.
The Stig, once she gets this video, is going to be like, lads, what am I supposed to do?
Shout out to Liv in Melbourne. She's from Mayo and her mother is from Castlereagh. Do you know her?
Like you just said, Melbourne.
She's in Melbourne from Arami's.
I don't know her mother. What I mean is that you didn't tell me your mother's name.
And she said something really cryptical.
Oh, go on.
Cryptical. Cryptic.
See if I get it.
Long live the Don Arms. What's that mean?
Power to the Don. Yeah, yeah.
What's the Don Arms?
So the Don Arms is, you're talking 200 yards from my house.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you'd be your local boozer.
It was a psychiatric hospital.
Okay.
It's not a pub. I don't even know. So the Don Arms was the Don Arms itself was a hotel back when and it was where everything happened in Castlereagh.
Oh, you've spoken about this before.
Yeah, so it was like before River Island and the Stagger, everyone went to the Don to watch all the big shows, the big show bands and all that. The Don Arms then caved in and it became the psychiatric hospital. I don't want to call it psychiatric hospital, it's part of the HSE.
And what is it now?
That's what it still is.
Still psychiatric.
It is where my mother worked for the last 20 years.
Okay.
So well, she would walk out the door, just literally look at the building and walk over to work. But long live the Don Arms. It was before my time. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Yvonne McPadden, she also sent us a really nice message.
Yeah,
she's gone back to the start and she's currently on episode 9.
Jesus.
Very strange things people to be doing.
Yeah.
I have nothing else there now with that. The next item on my list is for the live show.
Yes.
I have a very funny bit that I've tried on people and it does seem to go down well.
Go on.
I have to get the permission to use it, but nonetheless, I have to wait. Live show's on February the 14th in the Hawkswell Theatre.
To do the bit you're on about?
Yeah, I can't do the bit in the live show. See the way I did that now.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is, calling all single men out there, and we put it up on our Instagram as well. We are trying to give away a woman. No, we're not supposed to say it
It's again, but this time we couldn't get an American. We couldn't afford it this
time. Don't say though what we got.
A foreigner.
Yeah, but we got a good... Yeah, but
got a really good quality foreign woman. Yeah,
that sounds like we got her in on a boat or something.
Oh,
we
it does sound like we're trafficking women.
Yeah, we're not trafficking anybody.
We're not trafficking. She's coming willingly.
And she's actually buzzing for us.
Yeah.
We have a woman.
We have a woman.
We have acquired a woman.
And we want to give her away to a lucky gentleman.
Yeah, so we're going to try and organise our own. Because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, we're not looking at women as well. I was just thinking, do we need to be really forward thinking?
If she wants to be interested.
We'll have to ask the foreign woman whether or not she'd be happy with a mixed panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe if she wants, we could. But anyway, for now, it's calling all single fellas.
That's right.
If you're single and you're going to our live show on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, in the Hawkswell Theatre, tickets on hawkswell.com.
Would you like to be up above on the stage?
What?
That's the question you're asking these
gentlemen. Would you like to be up above it? I thought you were asking me. I was like, if you could have crossed me on this promo one more time, Rick.
Sorry.
But you were trying to help. I fucking... come here, you can write me an email and say that was rude.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about there, Rick? I tried to do the promo.
Sorry.
If you'd like to be up on the stage, we are going to do a blind date style. Mm-hmm. Three lads, she will pick one of yous.
Yes. You will win this woman.
You'll win a woman.
And then that's it. Like, you're kind of minted then.
Would you like to win a woman?
If you want a woman.
Kenzie Rabo, have one.
Win a woman.
Yeah, win a woman.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that. So please, 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 we're about to put it up on our Instagram.
Yeah, we will have to vet you now.
Get in touch. We will vet you.
Yeah.
You can't have any priors.
You need to have Garda clearance.
You have to have Garda clearance. You have to have a full STI check.
Yes.
We're going to do
it.
You have to have all your vax up to date. Yeah. I don't want no Johnson & Johnson now. AstraZeneca only.
You need to have at least two honours in the Leaving Cert. That was what she asked for.
She said that.
Yeah.
She did
two honours at least. Otherwise,
she said two honours in the Leaving Cert. Yeah.
A trade.
Or willing to do a trade.
Yeah.
Not working, but maybe you're thinking about working or something.
Think of working,
She said, even if you're not working, you have to be willing to go, I might take a job up at some stage.
Yeah.
Really, just have a breath.
Just have a breath, or you mean a pulse?
A voice, a pulse.
A pulse, yeah.
We're
need lads with pulses.
Yeah, lads with pulses.
Racing pulses.
For our woman.
For the woman that we're going to give away.
We have got to give away this woman.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great crack. That live show, you can go on
SoFunnySligo.
Yeah, reach out and let us know. We're going to put it up on Instagram. We're going to put it SoFunnySligo.com if you want to get tickets, or go straight to Hawkswell.com.
Yeah.
The live show is going to be unbelievable.
Cheers.
We had a production meeting last night, all of us, and worked out the kinks. And what did I say afterwards?
We can't afford the kinks.
We can't afford any of the kinks. They're all,
they're all really old. Some of them are dead.
No, I said, this is the first time I've been sitting down before a live show going, No, all those bits work.
Yeah, it's very good bits.
All the bits work.
Yeah. I have to say, it's quite a variety show.
Yeah, it's
as
unreal.
You said, it reminds you of, can you say that? Like primary school variety show.
Oh, yeah. I said it was like a primary school talent show. I said all it was missing was Ray coming out doing a fucking backflip or something.
I'm working on the backflip.
Or spoken word. listen, Brendan, thanks for picking the keys clean office.
Thanks for our sponsors.
Yeah, thanks for our sponsors, Maeve and the Gara Vogue.
Yeah.
Fair play to the White Hag.
We didn't
drink a White Hag, but you know what, Ray? Sometimes you have to take a break from the drink so you can go at it.
This is the first episode we've ever not had some form of lubrication in front of us.
I will lubricate your arse. No, don't do that, actually. Okay. Sorry, Ray. Sorry, don't. No.
Yeah.
Ray, yeah. Fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavo.